FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Sasha. This is the show Spinning Plates. We had a bit of a delay because we're having some internet trouble right now, so hopefully the internet stays alive during this show. But otherwise, I'm going to do something a little bit different today. I did this 2 years ago as well. I did a tribute to Radiohead because October was an important month for them. And today I decided that I'm going to do a tribute to another band that I really love. They've been with me my whole life, really. I used to listen to them when I was little. I got really into them a couple years ago, and I saw them live, and I cried. I was so happy. So today, I'm going to do songs by Spoon. And there was a prompt from a record company or something that said, make a Spotify playlist called My Best of Spoon and put your hits that you think are Spoon's greatest hits on there. And so someone won a Spoon guitar from that, which it was not me, but I did make a playlist, and they just released an album that was a greatest hits album. They released it themselves. They put it together themselves. Like, I wouldn't say that they're a band that would typically have a greatest hits album, but they decided to do that, and I think that's really funny. So here is my version of Spoon's greatest hits, and what we're going to start with is Rainy Taxi off of their album They Want My Soul.
Thank you.
That was Rhythm and Soul by Spoon off of their album Ga 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 Ga. And yes, it is rhythm spelled R-H-T-H-M. Interesting choice. So next I have a song called I Summon You, which is one of my favorite Spoon songs. It's kind of relaxed. It's really pretty when they play it acoustic. I have the normal version off of Gimme Fiction, which is one of my favorite albums by Spoon, if not my favorite. It was also my very first record that I ever received for Christmas as a present. So next is I Summon You, and then after that is a newer song off of their newest album, Hot Thoughts. But first, I Summon You.
Yeah.
That was Whisper, I Listen to Hear It. I'm having some major internet connection issues, so I'm going to try and switch over to my laptop to stream music, and hopefully that will be better. But that song is, I think, the second song off of their newest album, Hot Thoughts. It's called Whisper, I'll Listen to Hear It, all one word. And it's just so fun how the percussion kind of builds throughout, and the song builds itself, and it's, you just can't help but, you know, tap your foot to it. So it's a pretty cool song. So as I'm trying to load the playlist on my laptop, I'll talk a little bit about the next song, Take the Fifth. I had this song on one of my playlists a while ago, because it's about like a relationship where you did something and the person is trying to ask you about it, but you say, I take the fifth, as in I would rather just not speak because I don't want to self-incriminate. So my laptop is also not loading the internet, so I'm thinking that this is a Lafayette problem. So I'm going to do my best to get my playlist back up. But yeah, and then so the song after that is called I Just Don't Understand, and that's actually a cover that Spoon did of a different song that is an older song, and they were asked to do it for some project. I don't remember what exactly it was. So they did this cover, and then they decided, you know what? This cover is really good. We're going to keep it for ourselves. So they put it on their album, They Want My Soul. So I have my playlist back up, and here is Take the Fifth, hopefully with no connection issues.
Love you more.
Heard I Ain't the One by Spoon on my Spoon tribute show to one of the most important bands in my life. That song is off of Hot Thoughts, their newest album once again, and it's just such a good song. It's kind of mellow, but the melody is so beautiful, and when he performs it, when Britt Daniels sings it live, he'll lay down on the stage and have the pianist play for an extra, like, 5 to 10 minutes for the intro, which is really cool, so that he can get his pitch right and everything, because it has to be perfect for that one. So next, a little bit of a change of pace. We have My Mathematical Mind, again, off of Give Me Fiction. This song is really fun. At the end, just kind of turns into a jam session, and I actually prefer the live version of this song because they'll actually turn it into like a jam session, and they'll play for an extra several minutes, and they do this thing where the lead singer slash guitarist will put up a number on his hands, like 1, 2, 5, whatever, and then that many times they'll like hit their instruments. It's really cool. So this is My Mathematical Mind. And up next, I have The Way We Get By off of Kill the Moonlight, which is one of the first songs that I learned on piano when I restarted playing piano. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the show Spinning Plates.
We get high in back seats of cars. We break into mobile homes. We go to sleep to shake a pill. If we wake up on our own. And that's the way we get by. To where we get by. All that's the way we get by. To where we get by.
Still got dad's clothes, and that's all right.
Was the fitted shirt off of Girls Can Tell. That is an older album, an older song, and they don't play it often live, but they will play it live for like the older cities that they're used to going to and stuff like that. So a lot of people usually shout it because it's one of their more popular older like true fan songs. It's such a fun song. And so I saw them in Stroudsburg a couple years ago up the road, and they had never been to that location before, so they didn't play it, but then they went somewhere else that they were used to going, and they did play it, and I was like, are you kidding me? But that's a really great one. One of the best things about Swoon is that they're honestly a very simple band. Like, none of their guitar parts or riffs are particularly difficult or, you know, complicated, but that's what makes them really good, is they're very, you know, user friendly, and they put just enough in there, and they have this drive that just makes them so catchy and fun to listen to. My dad said, he just texted me, one of the things I like about Swoon is the drumming is enough, straightforward, but not over the top like the Beatles. So next I have another older song off of Ga 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 called Black Like Me. And after that I got Nothing off of Transference, which I think might be the oldest album that I'm going to play this show. But here is Black Like Me.
I believe there's someone take care of me tonight. As I walk into Dorian, can you see it in my eyes? My boots are on the mend. Just get loud and let just wanna get me out of this. I spent the night in the map room. I humanized the vacuum. Thank you.
that was Got Nuffin. And I have one more song. But that song was, it's just really catchy. Like the guitar, it's not complex or anything, but it's just so good. I don't know. Spoon is just so good. That's all I really can say. And I have a phone case that actually they all signed when I saw them live at ACL, which is awesome. And I will cherish it forever. But lastly, I have a new single that they released for their Greatest Hits album, which is ironic because no one had ever heard it before, but I guess they think it's one of their greatest hits. So it's off of Everything Hits at Once, The Best of Spoon, and it's called No Bullets Spent. And I can't wait for their next album. They have notoriously impressed me, even though music is changing and people are using more electronics and getting kind of more mainstream. Spoon has not done that. They have done well, they adapt well to new music, and they have never disappointed me. So thank you for listening to my Spoon Show. Here's No Bullets Spent to close us out, and I will see you next week.
The master returns, there's always some kind of war. And counting his steps, you know it's him at the door. You picture yourself a star in the further sky. Escape from the mess, it's gone when you close your eyes.